Greetings, serene viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Dogs assist humans in many ways in our daily life. In cold regions, our canine friends help provide direct transportation through mushing, which sometimes is the only means of conveyance in the world of ice and snow. Under such conditions, humans and dogs often form an inseparable bond, which is clearly illustrated in the three films we'll review today, Balto, Snow Dogs, and Iron Will. Our first feature, Balto, is a 1995 animated production directed by Simon Wells. Based on a true story that occurred in Alaska, USA in 1925, it follows Balto, who is half dog and half wolf, on his quest to save the children of a remote village from a devastating epidemic. The film opens with a live-action epilogue, during which Grandma Rosie, played by Miriam Margolyes, begins to recount a story to her granddaughter. The movie then transitions into animation as it follows her flashback to Nome, a small village in western Alaska. Here we meet Balto, voiced by Kevin Bacon. Homeless and of mixed breed, he is accepted neither by dogs nor humans. His only friends are Boris the Goose, voiced by Bob Hoskins, and the two cuddly misfit polar bears, Mook and Luke, both voiced by Phil Collins. Balto is in love with the beautiful and gentle dog Jenna, voiced by Bridget Fonda, whose caregiver is a little girl named Rosie, voiced by Juliette Brewer. But the strong, pretentious, purebred husky Steel, voiced by Jim Cummings, also has his eyes set on Jenna. Unlike Balto, Steel is the leader of the pack and a favorite in mushing races, even though he employs unscrupulous means to win. When a deadly outbreak of diphtheria befalls the town, many children, including Rosie, become ill.
So, let's go get the medicine.
Wait a minute.
Nome is desperately in need of antitoxin that is only available from Anchorage, 1,600 miles away. However, severe weather conditions have frozen the propeller engines of rescue aircrafts, preventing them from taking off. Officials thus decide to deliver the medicine first by train to the closest rail line in Nanana. The remaining 600 miles of transportation will then need to be covered by a sled team through a blizzard in minus 30 degrees Celsius temperatures. The townspeople decide to hold a race for the selection of the sled team's lead dog. Through a series of amazing stunts, Balto wins the contest, but the locals refuse to accept him. Instead, the team is to be headed by Steel. Sure enough, Steel's ego gets in the way during the difficult mission, and both sled team and the vital medicine become trapped in the forest amidst bad weather. As people in the town begin to lose hope, Balto decides to look for the lost squad. Accompanied by Jenna, Boris, Mook, and Luke, Balto embarks on the dangerous journey. Will he be able to find the medicine and bring it back in time to save Rosie and the village children?
Since when do you need a pedigree to help someone?
Steel, let me help you.
Look at his eyes, look at his eyes.
Told in a simple yet exciting manner, Balto conveys a fine tale of heroism and selflessness. While the admirable Balto exemplifies such qualities as humility, intelligence, and determination, his bravery and faith serve as an important reminder of the inner potential within every one of us. Let us now take a look at Snow Dogs, directed by Brian Levant and released in 2002. The film depicts the amusing expedition to Alaska of Ted, portrayed by the Academy Award-winning Cuba Gooding Jr. Ted is a successful dentist in sunny Miami, Florida. Life is good, and it seems that the world is at his fingertips. One day, he receives a surprising inheritance letter from someone who claims to be his birth mother. Discovering for the first time in his life that he had been adopted, he can no longer continue his comfortable life as it has been.
You're adopted.
To find out the truth about his identity, he sets off on an uncertain journey to Alaska. Ted has many difficulties adapting the unfamiliar world of this cold northern state. He has to learn to cope with everything from the ice on the road to the odd people in local shops. But the most stressful thing of all for him is finding out that his biological mother left him an inheritance of a band of huskies. They may be champion sled dogs, but they are also extremely energetic and uncooperative. Of course, it doesn't help that city dweller Ted is not particularly fond of dogs. Moreover, they are also greatly wanted by the mysterious mountain man, Thunder Jack, played by James Coburn. Adding another twist to the situation, Thunder Jack seems to have an intricate connection to Ted's past. Determined to figure out his roots, Ted decides to stay and investigate while also taking on the hilarious mission of trying to tame the dogs and fit into a completely new life. One day he is finally able to ride a dog sled, although his success doesn't last long. He ends up lost and alone in the freezing wilderness and later awakens in a cave facing Thunder Jack, who confirms a surprising fact. At peace in his heart once again, Ted returns to Florida. But just as he gets back to Miami, he finds a serious discrepancy in Jack's story, and thus Ted embarks on his second trip to Alaska.
So is this the father?
Who?
This white man with her and the baby. Oh, look how cute you are, Teddy.
He lied to me. Hello? Yes, I need your next flight to Alaska.
Speed and agility today at the Arctic Challenge. Here at the finish line, the weather...
At the same time, Thunder Jack and his team of dogs go missing. Now it is up to Ted to find a way to work with his dogs and go rescue his father. This comedic film offers a lighthearted approach to illustrating the importance of getting to know one's true self. Our final picture today is Iron Will, directed by four-time Emmy-nominated Charles Hayde and released in 1994. The film tells the story of a 17-year-old from South Dakota, Will Stoneman, who is left to care for his family after his father loses his life in a mushing accident. In the movie, Will, played by Mackenzie Astin, decides to join a 500-mile cross-country dog sled race from Winnipeg, Canada to Minnesota, USA, in the hope of claiming the $10,000 prize in saving his family farm. Will's path to the competition is not all that smooth. After convincing his mother that he can finish the race, he receives a quick and intensive one-month training from his family friend, handyman Ned Dodd, played by August Schellenberg. Before he leaves for Winnipeg, Ned leaves him with an Indian wooden whistle and some herbal medicine, along with a few words of wisdom which he will never forget. Trust the dogs. Trust yourself. He also brings with him fruitcakes from his mother, which are to become his only sustenance during the race. When Will and his dogs arrive in Winnipeg by train, he finds himself among famous competitive sled teams from around the world. The unknown 17-year-old's entry into the race is initially denied because he does not have enough money to pay the $10 late fee. Thankfully, reporter Harry Kingsley, played by two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey, comes to his aid. With the start of the race, the simple-hearted Will and his trusty canine companions embark on a dangerous trip that will test both his physical and mental endurance. But Will soon finds that the race is only half of the challenge, for the other human competitors are not above using malicious tactics to achieve their goals. To overcome them, Will must draw upon all his inner strength and morale. Centering on the theme of the loyal and selfless sled dogs, Balto, Snow Dogs, and Iron Will are three excellent films that entertain while highlighting the importance of love and cooperation between human and canines, as well as all other beings. Graceful viewers, it was a joy having your company for today's cinema scene. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May heaven's boundless benediction bring light and peace to the world.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AJAR.